Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zechus for their children.
We're learning Meseches Chagiga, Daf Yud Zayin. We're starting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Veshamei Oimrim, Veshamei says, Meviim Shlomim Ve'ein Semcham Aleim. You're allowed to bring Shlomim on Yom Tov, but you can't do Smicha, Avaloi Oilus. And you're not allowed to bring oilus and yom tov altogether. You can bring both shlamim and oilus. And you could be saimach on them. So the two machlekes in beishamei and beisilel. There's one machlekes on the kabbanis you do bring. Beishamei says shlamim, beisilel shlamim and oilus. Is there a din smicha? Do you do smicha? And that's mamish the same machlekes you had in the previous mishnah between Yaisi ben Yaze and Yaisi ben Yechanan and all the other Gedalim throughout the day race, Lismaich or Shloi Lismaich. Like we discussed in the previous shir, either the Machlokes is if you say Teker for Smicha Shchita, like Rashi here says, Rabbi Shami holds, you don't say Teker for Smicha Shchita, you don't have to do Smicha right away. So you can do the Smicha on Erev Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel holds, you do say Teker for Smicha Shchita, you have to do Smicha right away. He says, no, it's to do it on Erev Yom Tov. So that's why you have to do the Smicha on Yom Tov. Or, like we mentioned from the Gemara in Beya, that the Machlokes is Bechlal Azir Din Smicha by Shalmei Chayva. Do you learn that Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava? Or the third pshat that we mentioned, that perhaps the Machlokes is Bechlal of Chazal Mati the Shvus of Smicha in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Smicha. Kabbanim, that's one Machlokes by Shalmei Mesil, the same Machlokes that we discussed already. Is there a Din Smicha on Yom Tov or not? And now the Mishnah introduces a second machlokes. Do you bring oilos? Beis Shammai says you're only allowed to bring shlamim on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring oilos. And Beis Hillel says you're allowed to bring oilos. And this is a big sugya in Beya. The Ikka sugya, like Tysus points out, is in Beya. That's what the Gemara goes through by Richus. What's the pshat in the machlokes? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you could bring oilos on Yom Tov or not. There is one side, and the Gemara earlier brought down this also, that the Dorim and the Davis, everyone's masking, you can't bring the Shaila, is only the Eilis Habas Machmas Haregel, the Eilis Ria, that Beis Shammai says you can bring the Shlomim, the Shalmei Chagiga, but not the Eilis Ria, and Beis Hillel says you can bring the Eilis Ria also, because it's a special carbon for the Regel. Kabbanim, the Ikka Sugya is in Meya, the Mishnah brings an Agav Gror. Here the Mishnah adds another thing to the Machlekes, that when Shavuos comes out on Erev Shabbos, Shavuos comes out on Friday, so Beis Shammai says no one could bring their kabbanis that they bring for Alila Regal, they can't bring them on Friday because it's Yom Tov, and according to Beis Shammai, you can't bring the kabbanis on Yom Tov, and also you can't bring it the next day because it's Shabbos. The Yom Tovayach, the day that everyone's going to bring the carbon, or most people are going to bring the carbon, is going to be the next day, Sunday, the earliest possible time, is Sunday. The Yom Tovayach is not after Shabbos. Why? Because you could bring it on Yom Tov, you could bring it on Friday. The exact same machlokes that we had, the Beis Shammai says you don't bring the oilus on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel says you do. And the Gemara explains why they need this extra Mishnah, Chiddush, and even on Shavuos, which is only one day, also have the same machlokes. Maidim, the Mishnah says, Shem Chol Aliyos B'Shabbos, if let's say Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, which that zuchi you can't bring karbanis, you can't bring the oilus sri, the Shalmei Chagiga on Shabbos, Sheyem Tevayach Acha Shabbos, everyone's maskim that the Yom Tevayach, the day that everyone's going to actually bring the karbanis and celebrate the Shavuos with the karbanis, is going to be after Shabbos, is going to be Sunday, the first day that you can bring the karbanis. Now, Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, the Yom Tevayach, Rashi says, Shal karbanis ria v'chagiga, shal Yom Tov is l'acha Shabbos, she'en krevim lebi Yom Tov lebi Shabbos. He says, the Yom Tevayach for both the karban, ria and chagiga. Right? We know from the whole Masechta, you bring two karbanis, an oilus ria and a shalmei chagiga. Rashi says that both karbanis, according to Beis Shammai, are brought after Shabbos. So, fact, Taisus, what does that mean? Beis Shammai says you could bring shlamim on Yom Tov. So, why can't you bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov? The Yom Tovayach should only be for the Eilas Ria. The Shalmei Chagiga, even Beis Shammai holds you can bring on Yom Tov. So, everyone would bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov and bring the Eilas Ria on Sunday. So, what's Pshat and Rashi? And then Taisus says, but the Shalmei says like Rashi, the Shalmei says clearly that according to Beis Shammai, even Shalmei Chagiga, you cannot bring on Yom Tov. And that's how Taisus leaves it. And Shailas, what does that mean? Beis Shammai says, clearly you can bring Shlomim on Yom Tov. So the Achrayim explain that according to this pshat, according to Rashi, and according to the Yishalmi, you're going to have to say that the shlamim that Rishalmi allows you to bring on Yantav is dafka shalmei simcha. We know there are three karbanis. There's the Eilat Tzvi and the Shalmei Chagiga. And then there's the Shalmei Simcha, the Shlom you bring to Mekayim v'Samachta v'Chagecha. Those Shlomim Meshamei allows you to bring on Yantif, but the Shalmei Chagiga, Meshamei does not allow you to bring on Yantif. So the Shaila is why? What's the Chilik? What's the Chilik between the Shalmei Simcha and Shalmei Chagiga? Why did Meshamei allow the Shalmei Simcha but not the Shalmei Chagiga? So the two Mahalchim and the Achreinim. The Marsha says, because you learn that from, it says, the mean is lechem v'loy l'gvoye. Lechem v'loy l'gvoye tells you you can't bring karbanis on yamtif. A shalmei chagiga is brought l'gvoye, even though you're eating from it, but it's brought l'gvoye. It's meant for the Eibishter. That's why you bring a shalmei chagiga to bring l'yero p'nei reikam. You want to bring it for the Eibishter. A shaken a shalmei simcha, that's for simchas yamtif. That's lechem. That's for simchas yamtif. That's lechem. That's part of the eichel nefesh, the shalmei simcha. Shalmei Chagiga is called Lekvaya. Shalmei Simcha is called Lechem. That's the Marsha's Mahalach. Turi Evan says that the Chilik is like this. A Shalmei Simcha, you have to bring on Yamtif. You have to bring on Yamtif because it's a Chiv Simcha Seregel. You don't have to Shlumin on a Shalmei Simcha because you're missing out. You didn't bring the Shalmei Simcha on Yamtif. Now Shein Kane, a Shalmei Chagiga, you only bring one Shalmei Chagiga. It's not a din that has to be brought on Yamtif. It's a din. Outsalila regal, you need a Shalmei Chagiga. It's Yeshla Teshlumin Kol Shiva. So, Mela, it's not Decha Yantif because you don't have to bring it on Yantif, you can bring it after Yantif. That's the chilah between Shalmei Simcha and Shalmei Chagiga. These are the two Mahalchim why Beishamah would make a chilah between Shalmei Simcha and Shalmei Chagiga. That's a bissel shver. It's very shver. The Gemara in Beyah Dafchav, for Chayism, says, Mamish Mefurish, not the way. The Gemara in Beyah Dafchav says, Nafitas. The Maran Beit Nafitas says, "Amr Ula Machlekes B'Shalmei Chagiga Lismaich Va'Olus Rieli Karev." The B'Shalmei Emin V'Chagayis Ma'isim Chag LaHashem Chagiga In Olus Rieloi U'Be'Silus Avol Hashem Kol De LaHashem. Amish Mefurish that B'Shalmei holds you can bring a Shalmei Chagiga. So even if the Shalmei holds not that way, as a Chayav Pelo, why Rashi's named on like the Shalmei, not like the Bavli. It's also Shmer. Like the Turi Evan asks, the pasuk says v'chagaisim aisa chag l'Hashem shivas yamim. You make a chagiga, and the Gemara Darshan's chagaisim means to make a carbon chagiga for 7 days. So that it's not deicha Shabbos, good. All 7 days are roi for chagiga. Whichever one happens to come out on Shabbos, avadi you can't bring chagiga that day. But it's called you could bring a chagiga for 7 days because these 7 days of the month are all the days that you bring the chagiga. If one of them happens to be Shabbos, and one of them will definitely have the Shabbos. The one that's Shabbos is the day you won't bring a Chagiga. But that you could say is Chagaisim Shivas Yamim. Shagin if on Yantif you can never bring a Chagiga, so then there's no Chagiga for 7 days. Chagaisim Shivas Yamim. The Chagaisim is for 6 days. Yantif you never bring the Chagiga. Chagaisim is for the 6 days. So I saw him wrote down that there's a Sefer Zeichel Chagiga that wants to say in the Yishalmi and in Rashi, that avada mi deraisa, there's no chilek chagiga and shalmei simcha. Mi deraisa, the meshamei holds you can bring a chagiga also. And that's pshat in the Gemara in Beya. But since you won't be able to do smicha, meshamei holds mi derabanan el mesakan that you shouldn't do the shouldn't bring the shlamim, even they shouldn't bring the shalmei chagiga, because lemaisa you're not going to be able to do smicha. You can bring the Shalmei Simcha because, like we said before, the Shalmei Simcha is a chiv for the day. You have no Eitzah. You have to Mekayim Simcha's Yamdif. Shalmei Chagiga, since you can bring it later, Chacham wanted you should bring it later so you can Mekayim the Mitzvah Smicha with it. Well, then it would stim with the Gemara in Bey. The Gemara in Bey is going to be the Raisa, and Rashi is going to be the Rabbana. The Mishnah goes weiter. Ein Kayin Gadol Mislabish Bekelov. Kayin Gadol doesn't wear his Begadim. Umutarim Behesu Levitainis. And it's mutter best of the tainish. Shloi l'kayim divrei matzeres achas Shabbos. Shan in the Mishnah is, we're going on the case where Shavuos came out on Shabbos. We're both Beishamei and Beisillah maskim that the Yom Tevayach is achas Shabbos. But really, because it's Yom Tevayach, because it's the day where Klal Yisrael goes and brings the Shalmei Chagiga, the Eilu Shriah, they do that Lila Regal today because they couldn't do it yesterday, it was Shabbos. That should make it a special day to be Asir Behesed V'Tainis and for the Kohen Gadol to wear his Kelim. But they, Bedafka said not that way. Bedafka they said they shouldn't make it such a day. Why? because the tzedukim, they say that Shavuos always comes out on Sunday. They say Mimachas HaShabbos means Shabbos Kipshutai. The first Shabbos after the start of Pesach is the time where you start Sviyas Aymer, and Shavuos always comes out the next Sunday, 7 weeks later on Sunday. The Kumdais, we, the Chachamim, who know the Torah Shema Peh, know Mimachas HaShabbos means the first day of Pesach, and this year we're dealing with Shavuos came out on Shabbos, that means the first day of Pesach was Friday. Sviyas Aymer starts on Shabbos, and Shavuos is on Shabbos. But the Tzedukim say no. Mimachas HaShabbos, you start on Sunday, and Shavuos is on Sunday. So Kumdais, the Sunday of the Yom Tavayach, that's the day the Tzedukim are making their Shavuos. And we have to show B'davka they're wrong. B'davka, it's not a Yom Tav. Mele, we don't make an Issa Hesed V'tainis. And the Kohen Gadol is not Mislavish B'Kelov today to show that the Tzedukim are wrong, that Shavuos is really Shabbos, not Sunday. Now, it's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what does it mean, Ein Kohen Gadol Mislavish B'Kelov? Rashi says it means, is Begadim Noem. Because Rashi is bothered. Avada the Kohen Gadol has to wear his Big Day Kohen Gadol. He can't be Ovid without the Big Day Kohen Gadol. But Caleb means his begadim noem, his big day yamtif, the Kohen Gadol, when he's in his house, or when he's in the street, not when he's in the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't put on his begadim noem, he doesn't put on his yamtif clothing. Taz is bothered, what's Caleb, his clothing? Mechayrit should say, his yamtif clothing, Caleb noem shalai. Caleb sounds like the Kohen Gadol clothing. What's the Lashon of Caleb? And second of all, what's up is the Kohen Gadol? No one should wear the Yantif clothing. What's up is the din? The Kohen Gadol shouldn't wear his Yantif clothing. And what about everyone else? Should say, no one should wear the Yantif clothing. Isis says, Caleb means the big day Kohen Gadol, and it means like this. He brings the Yishalmi says, according to one man, the Omer, that every Shabbos in Yantif, the Kohen Gadol, the Dafka put on his big day Kohen Gadol and do some Aveda. But Shabbos in Yantif. Normally, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to go into the base of Mikdash and be Eivet altogether. So he doesn't have to wear his big day Kohen Gadol. He doesn't have to be Eivet. He's not Mechuyev to. Whenever he wants, it says, a Kohen Gadol, whenever he wants, it says, a Mishnah in Yuma could put on his big day Kohen Gadol and do any Aveda he wants. But he doesn't necessarily do it. Mechet Esa, he'll stay home. But on Shabbos and Yantif, Bedafka, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, puts on his Big Day Kohen Gadol, and does some Avodah. So that was saying that this Yom Tavayach on this Sunday, if the Kohen Gadol were to do that, if he were to put on his Big Day Kohen Gadol and do some Avodah, people might think it's Yantif, and they might think like the Tzedukim. So now we say, Bedafka, the Kohen Gadol should not come into the Beis HaMikdash today, even though normally, if he wants, he could. But it's a din that he comes every Shabbos and Yom Tov. We want to make sure no one knows it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. No one should think it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. He bedafka shouldn't wear his big day Kohen Gadol and come into the Beis HaMikdash. That's Taisus Mahalach. So the Achreinim ask, Taisus brings in another man, the Amman Yerushalmi, that every single day the Kohen Gadol puts on his big day Kohen Gadol and goes and does some Aved in the Beis HaMikdash. According to that man, the Amman Yerushalmi, hadn't they learned the Mishnah? What's the pshat of Ein Kohen Gadol Mislamish B'Kelov Bishleim, if that's a thing he only does in Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the other days he doesn't necessarily come? So Mele, we don't want him to come. We don't want people to think it's Yom Tov. But if every single day he comes, what's wrong if he comes Yom Tovayach? Why would people think it's Yom Tov? So the Netziv answers, because even though he comes every single day, but no one else is there to see him, Klal Yisrael's not there. Mashiachin here, if Klal Yisrael goes and brings the Karbanis, and the Kohen Gadol is there with his big day Kohen Gadol, that really looks like Yom Tov. It's saying, Kohen Gadol, stay home. You don't come today, even though he comes every single day. The people will know clear that it's not Yom Tov. That's how the pshat is, according to Man Yomer, that he comes every single day. Now, this din of Yom Tovayach is based on the fact that Shavuos has a tashlumen for 7 days. That even though the Yom Tov of Shavuos is 1 day, the next 6 days, you could still bring Eilu Sri and Shalmei Chagiga. And this is the whole Gemara, which we're going to discuss soon. The Gemara brings Mekayis, Darshan from Sukkim. How do you know that Shavuos has a Teshlumen for 7 days? Taisus brings a very interesting Yerushalmi. Taisus brings the Yerushalmi, says that David died on Shavuos, and Klal Yisrael all einin him, and they brought the Karbanis L'machar. So from there it's Mashma that it had Teshlumen. It's the Mashmais. They brought the Karbanis L'machar, and that's the Mashmai, said there was a Din Teshlumen. So otherwise, what's pshat? The Klal Yisrael didn't bring the Karbanis on the day that David died. must be this Teshlumim for Shavuos. That's the Yishalmi. Taisus asks that according to the Gemara in Shabbos, David HaMelech died on Shabbos. So Eibah says, anyway, they couldn't be Karbanis that day. It was Shabbos. So Taisus says, Kmstamas Mejashim Chalukim. The Yishalmi also didn't die in Shabbos. And the reason why they didn't bring Karbanis the day he died is because they were Einanim him. And the Yishalmi state the Gevaldige Chiddush. It says if a Melech dies, Klal Yisrael becomes Einanim. So Peldik Echidish, usually Aninus means your relative died. David HaMelech is not Klal Yisrael's relative, he's the Melech. Who stated in Aninus? Rambam says in Ilchus Avol, Perikim Allah Yud, Anasi Shemes, HaKoyl Einanim Alav, everyone becomes an Einan, and Makar is in this Yushalmi. It's Pshat. The Mishnah Melech there asks another Kasha, what's, there's no Aninus on Yom Tov. What's the pshat? There can be Einan on Yom Tov. Is there no Aninus on Yom Tov? So he brings in Chisant, he brings the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yedalin, was discussing like this. The Gemara in Yuma was discussing by a Kayin Gadol. It says here like this, Rabbi Yehuda held that Isha Cheres Mazminim Lo Hashem Thomas Ishtai. Rabbi Yehuda held that a Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur, he has to have another wife, because maybe his wife will die, and he needs a wife, because a Chibah Ba'ad Le'u Ba'ad Be'isai. And the Gemara there explains he can't have two wives. So what's the pshat? So what do you do? Any wife he has, maybe that wife will die, and he can't have two wives. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, he gives his wife a get, and he says, and in case you die, the get is chal from now. And then he's mekadesh another wife. So if his wife ends up dying, so then l'mafreya the get's chal, and then the other kedushin is chal. Mashen kain, if his wife never dies, so then the get's never chal, the other kedushin's never chal, he's married to this wife. So the Gemara there was Mavur, that in case his wife died, he's an Einan. He'll be an Einan. So the Gemara says, why would he be an Einan? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he divorced her. On the tzad that she died, he divorced her. So it's not his wife. So the Gemara says, a Lashon, Nei daninus lechalala atshude mi loy mitshvit. Even though he's not mamash Einan, she's not related to him, but he's going to be Torud, because it's just the technicality of divorce. Really, as far as his emotions are concerned, it's the same thing as if his wife died. He made a thing, if he dies, she'll be divorced from Afreya the day before. It's not like someone is divorced. Avada, he's considering her his real wife. You have the same tirda. And Rashi there says that there's an isser eating kachim when you're tired, because kachim needs simcha. So he says, you see from this Gemara that the Issa of Achilas Kachim Aninus is not stam a regular din Aninus, that you have a kasha of Yom Tov or the relatives. If person's Torah, if the death means something to him, there's an Issa Kachim. He says, so Mela Melech, the Leva Melech is a Leva Om. When a king dies, it's a national tragedy. David HaMelech. Found that it was a Tirda, and that made that no one should be able to eat Kachim. He's a little bothered. The Rambam doesn't bring this thing. He's not sure if it's the Raisa, the Rabban, and the Shar Melech at the end of Perek Gimel and Hilchus Ma'aser Karbanis. He says, "Klar, no, it's a din deraisa. Time someone dies, which is affects somebody deeply, he has an issa kachim. The Makar is a Yishalmi that when David HaMelech died, they were einin him. They had an issa kachim. Very interesting dezach. And now let's see the Gemara." The Gemara says, Amar Ablaz, Amar Abayishia, Minayin Lat Seresh Shesha Teshlumin Kol Shiva. How do you know that Shavuos, if you weren't Eilu Regal, you didn't bring the carbon, the Eilu Sriya, the Shama Chagiga, the first day on Shavuos, the only day of Shavuos, you could still do it for the next 6 days, for 7 days. Shenema Bechaga Matzis, Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos, you have a Hekesh, Makesh Chaga Shavuos, Bechaga Matzis, Machaga Matzis, Shesha Teshlumin Kol Shiva, you have a Hekesh, Shavuos, the Pesach. Just like Pesach, you have 7 days to do it, because Pesach is 7 days. Av Chag HaShavuos, Yesh Teshuma Kol Shiva, even though Shavuos is only one day of Yom Tov, but you have 7 days to be Eli Regal, a Hekesh to Chag HaMatzos. So the Gemara says, Ve'em a Makesh to Chag HaSukkos. Maybe it's a Hekesh to Chag HaSukkos. Ma Chag HaSukkos, Yesh Teshuma Kol Shmeina. Chag HaSukkos has 8 days of Teshuma. You have Shmina Atzeres also. Av Chag HaShavuos, Yesh Teshuma Kol Shmeina. So Chag HaShavuos also maybe should have 8 days of Teshlumen. So the Gemara first answers, Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmihu. Shmini is not a Teshlumen of Sukkos. Shmini is its own Regel. Its own Regel. So Sukkos also only has 7 days of Teshlumen. Shmini is its own Regel. The Gemara says that's not true. Like we're going to discuss six things: pious, zman, regel, carbon, shear, and bracha. There it is a teshlumen of the rishon. The tanan, mishalai chag beyond the rishon shal chag chagig es kol regel v'yam tefachrein. Someone who didn't do the chagiga, didn't bring the shalme chagiga, the eil shvi, didn't bring the karbanis, he wasn't eil regel on the 7 days of Sukkot, he still could do it on the 8th day. It's a teshlumen for not being chag beyond the rishon shal chag. Gemara says another teretz. Damasin, Sukkot stak has 8 days, and Pesach has 7 days. So why do we makish Shavuos to Pesach and say it's 7 days and not be makish at the Sukkot because it's 8 days? The reason is to fast the mubalei, to fast the fast the mu'at, to fast. If you have a choice of making a longer teshlumen or shorter teshlumen, you only see in the drasha shorter teshlumen to fast the mubalei, to fast. So l'maisa, the Gemara says l'gabe shmini atzeres, that l'gabe kamedinim, pezar kashavak, we're going to explain, it has its own din regel. But l'gabi teshlumin, it's a teshlumin derishayin. Bema says it's a big sugya in Sukkah, in the 4th parak of Sukkah. The Gemara there has a shaila, is shmini a regel b'fnei atzmai, or is shmini not a regel b'fnei atzmai? This is the maskan of the Gemara. Because the Bema says it's interesting to zach l'gabi shmini atzeres. You find the pasuk, on one hand, says that Sukkah is the chag of Sukkah is shivas yamim. It's 7 days. Chag of Sukkah is 7 days. This is mashma, that Shmini Atzeres is not part of Chag of Sukkot. Chag of Sukkot is 7 days. 7 days they have a Chag. Shmini Atzeres, Vaisdeis, is not part of the Chag. On the other hand, it's called Shmini. Bayayim HaShmini, the Pasuk says. It doesn't say in the Pasuk that Bayayim Eshum Shnayim L'Chodesh HaShvi, you make a Yom Tov. It says, you have a Chag of Sukkot, and on the 8th day, you have a Yom Tov. Vaisdeis, it is a Chelik of Sukkot. It's a Hemshech of Sukkot. It's called the 8th day. The 8th day of what? The 8th day of Sukkot. But it's a little bit shmer, because Sukkot is 7 days. So that's why you have this pshara. That l'gabe ali l'regel, says sholosh pom bashana, there's 3 times, chag matzos, chag shavuos, chag sukkos. No separate din of ali l'regel and shmini atzeres. And that it's called shmini, in them state, that a chelik of what you've been chagig, the ali l'regel that you have, of chag sukkos, could be niskayim on shmini atzeres. It's also nishtayich to sukkos. It's the shmini of sukkos. On the other hand, like some Mefarshim point out, that it's because it says, doesn't say bayayim hashmini, it says bayayim hashmini. Vayis says it's a separate thing. The legabe kvisadinim has its own din. That's the pshat that it says that Sukkot is 7 days. The legabe kamadinim, shmini atzeres, has its own din regel. It's not nishtayach to Sukkot. Like the psukim and mashma, Sukkot is 7 days, and this is a new thing, bayayim hashmini. So in legabe some dinim, at least it has a new din regel. Now, what's these things, Pazar Keshav? Let's go explain each one, Bekitzer. And 2 of them, the Reish, the Regel, and the Beis, the Bracha, is a big Machlekes. Pei means pious. There is a Shtikl Machlekes. Rashi says that the entire 7 days of Sukkot, there was no pious, which Mishmar did which carbon. Normally, during the whole year, each Mishmar works for a week. That's how they set it up. There are 24 mishmaris. Each one works for a week, and then the next mishmar comes, and then the next mishmar comes. They go in turn. But during the regalim, all the mishmaris, all the kanim from all the 24 mishmaris come to the base of Mikdash. So who does the karbanis? Then a pious. A pious, which mishmar should do the karban? So Rashi says in Sukkot they didn't have a pious, so a line of karbanis. The Mishnah in Sukkah explains how they did it. Started from the first mishmar. And the first mishmar brings the parah with 13 params, so the first 13 mishmaris bring the first day, and the next 12 mishmaris the next day, until you finish all the 70 parim. That's how it was done the entire days of Sukkot. But the Shemini Atzeres, that wasn't part of that cheshbon. The Shemini Atzeres, it's its own cheshbon, and mainly you made a pious in Shemini Atzeres, which one of the mishmaris should be makir of the Shemini Atzeres. That was in Sukkot, they took turns, they didn't need a pious, so a lot of karbanis, so they took turns in the karbanis. And in Shemini Atzeres they went, and they had a pious for it. The Rambam in Sukkah says, a little bit different than Rashi, he says that Avada, they couldn't do it this way, just stam, not have any pious at all for Sukkot. Because Kumtais Lamashal, there are only 70 Parim. So 70 Parim means that 22 of the Mishmaris would get 3 Parim, and the last 2 would only get 2 Parim. So Kumtais, they'll be losing out. So why would it be fair that the last two mishmaros should lose out? Elamai, he learns that they made a pious. Avada, they made a pious for Sukkos. And wherever the pious ended, that's where this system started. And that the one who won the pious got the first carbon, and the next one got the second carbon, the next one got the third carbon, and as Avada. But on Shemini Atzeres, that cheshem was batel, and they started a new cheshem with a new pious. That's what it means, pious b'fnei atzmai. So that's the pay. The Karbanis didn't follow the system that was set up by Sukkos. The Sukkos was set up a system either without any pious like Rashi, or the system Gufa was established by a pious like the Ramban. Bal Karbanim was a system that was set up from the first day of Sukkos, going through all the Karbanis of Sukkos, which Mishmar brings which, go in turn. And Shemini Atzeres wasn't part of the system. Shemini Atzeres is regal b'fnei atzmai. It gets its own pious for its own Karbanis. Mizayin is man. Zman means shechianu. That you make a shechianu by Shemini Atzeres, it's considered its own regel b'negeya, that it's mechayev a new bracha of shechianu. Now I'm going to skip regel for a second because that's a big machlekes. I'm going to go just simple. The kuf is carbon. Carbon is very simple. It's mefurish in the psukim. That the entire days of Sukkos had their karbanis. That the parim started with 13 on the first day of Sukkos, 12 the second day, 11. Third day, and so on, until the seventh day where they had seven, and they had two elim and 14 kvasim. Shemini Atzeres is a whole different system. They only have one par, and only one ayil, and only seven kvasim. So it's a completely different carbon than the rest of Sukkos. And Shin, which stands for Shir, is also that way. The Shir and Sukkos followed a gvisa pattern. Each day of Sukkos, they said in the Shir, from the same mizmar, a different pasuk or whatever it is, they had a system of the shir, like the Gemara describes in Masechta Sukkah, where each day of Sukkos they're going further in the mizmar. And Shemini Atzeres has its own mizmar; it doesn't go with that system of shir that they had. So now we're left with two things: the reish for regel, and the beis for bracha. And there is a big machlokes v'shenim, what regel is and what bracha is. Now, regel, Rashi over here says that regel means sheyesh li shem regel b'fnei atzmai ve'ena kari sukkos. It has a shem regel b'fnei atzmai. It's not called sukkos. The shayla is l'gabi, what halacha is that? So it has a shem regel b'fnei atzmai. It has a different shem regel. It's not called sukkos. He's not clear l'gabi, what halacha is this negeya? So the Ridvan sukkah says, naf mem zayin, that what Rashi means is that by the tefillis and by Berchus HaMazon and everything, you can't say it's Yom Chag HaSukkos is that. You have to say Yom Shemini Atzeres is that. It's not called Sukkos. You can't call it Sukkos in the tefillah. But the problem is, Roy Vishayim learned that that's what it means, bracha. Rashi has a different shan of bracha, like we're going to explain soon. But Roy Vishayim, the Rif, the Rosh, all the Vishayim, they learned that's the pshad in bracha. Bracha means that it has its own brachas, Legabi Shemini Esrei. That you don't say it's Yom Chag HaSukkos, you say it's Yom Shemini Atzeres. So that's why the Rishayim can't learn Regel that way, because that's how they're learning Bracha. So male, there has to be a different pshat in Regel. Now, Rashi in Sukkah says an interesting pshat. The Regel with the Atzeres means that you don't sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, and you don't have Lulav on Shemini Atzeres. The Ramban is very bothered. Why is that Regel with the Atzmai? It could be Sukkah also, and you don't have the mitzvah. The Marshal Lulav, Megvulin, Midaraisa, you don't have a mitzvah lulav all 7 days. You only have a mitzvah lulav the first day. And who would then, by Pesach, l'mashal? It's one chag, chag ha-matzah, it's not regular from the atzmai, but still, you only have a mitzvah achilas Pesach, and achilas matzah, and achilas mar the first day. So even if it's the same regal, it doesn't necessarily have the mitzvahs. Why would that be called regal with the atzmai? Taisus brings, Rabbein Tam says, regal means lina. Because the Gemara leaves that lina. The Gemara in Sukkah brings the braisa l'gabi lina also, that Shemini Atzeres has a din lina b'fnei atzmai. And here in the Pesach Kishav that's left out, Taiz learns that's a goof of what regel means. Regel means lina. That there's a din lina on Shemini Atzeres. The Ramban is a little bothered. Well, why is regel mashma lina? That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learns. The Rabbeinu Chananel Taizus brings, and this is also the Pshat in the Rif and Sukkah, holds that regel is the gabe avelus. The halacha is by avelus, that if someone's in the middle of Shiva and there comes a regel, that ends the Shiva. And he doesn't have the avelus of Shiva anymore. The regel is mevatel the Shiva. And if someone's after Shiva, and he's in the middle of the Shleishim, and it comes a regel, that's mevatel the Shleishim. Shemini Atzeres is a regel with the Atzmai, meaning that, let's say, someone is in the middle of Shiva, and it comes Sukkos, that's mevatel the Shiva, but now he still has Shleishim. Now it comes Shemini Atzeres, that's Mevatel V'Shleishim. It's a regular for the Atzmai, it has its own Din Bittel, so it could be Mevatel V'Shleishim. It would be the same regal, so that's only Mevatel V'Shiv, that's only one regal. And you'd have to have the Din Shleishim after Sukkos. But now it's a regal for the Atzmai, it's Mevatel V'Shleishim also. That's what the Rif and Rebbeinu Chananel hold, the Pshat and regal for the Atzmai is. The Ramban brings an interesting Pshat and regal for the Atzmai, what he says, he likes this Pshat best. It's talking legabe aliyah leregel. That's the lashon of regel. It's talking legabe aliyah leregel. But legabe aliyah leregel, the Gemara said that it's the shlumin derishin. Right? That's the Mishnah. But he says it's a chilek. Of course, there's a machloikis earlier on daf beis. We had earlier the machloikis. Let's say someone's a chiger b'yayim mishain. There's a srabe b'yayim sheni. Are they all tashlumin zeh lezeh, or they all tashlumin derishin? Is it sad that once he's a chiger b'yayim mishain, he's part of b'yayim mishain? So then he doesn't get a chiyuv by the other days. That's if the kulam teshlum and levishin. Zok the Ramban, even if you hold that way, legabe the rest of the days, and legabe Pesach and Shavuos, but legabe Shmini Atzeres, that zich has been a regel b'fnei atzmai, that even if there was no mechayiv b'yayim mishin, you could be a mechayiv of b'yayim Shmini itself. That's a pshat, a regel b'fnei atzmai. The Ramban brings a riot to this pshat, because legabe Pesach Sheni, the Gemara uses such a lashon, Pesach Sheni is regel b'fnei atzmai. The Gemara discusses the Gabi Kanshin is Gadol between the two Psachim, or Gerishin is Gaya between the two Psachim, that if you hold that it's Tashlumin Derishin, so then he wouldn't bring a Pesach Sheni. But if you hold it's Regal B'fnei Atzmai, he would bring a Pesach Sheni, even though he was parted from Pesach Rishin, he was a Katan or a Gai, but it's Regal B'fnei Atzmai. He wants to say the same thing as here. The Gabi certain Dinim is Tashlumin Derishin. If you already did a Leela Regal B'Rishin, there's no Chi of a Leela Regal. On Shmini. You don't have to bring another Elisriya, Shalmi Chagigi, you don't need another Riyas Pana Bazara. But Lagabi the Din, that Shmini is its own Mechayiv, even if he was part of all 7 days of Chagi, was a Chiger or Kedayma, he's still Mechayiv, its own Mechayiv on Shmini. That, on that you say Regel B'fnei Atzmai. That's your Ramban's Pshat of Regel B'fnei Atzmai. So, just to sum up, Rashi here says Regel B'fnei Atzmai is Lagabi that it's called its own Regel, it's not called Sukkos. And the Dvar learns that means legabe tefillah, this yom chag sukkos, which is what all other rishonim say means bracha b'fnei atzmai. Rashi in sukkah says you're not mechayiv in sukkah. That's why it's regel b'fnei atzmai. You don't sit in the sukkah. It doesn't have the shame chag sukkos legabe the chiv to sit in the sukkah. The Rabbeinu Tam says regel b'fnei atzmai is legabe lina. It has its own din lina. And the Rif says regel b'fnei atzmai is legabe avelus. That it's a new regel to mevatel, a new avelus mevatel the shloishim even when. The Shiv was bottled by the first regal. The Ramban says regal of the Atzmai that even if there was a Ptur, all Shivas Yimei Chag, there's still a Mechayiv on Yom Shmini. It's not a Tashlumin in that respect. It can have its own Mechayiv. Only a Tashlumin Lagabi if you actually did that Leila regal earlier. Then the last thing is Bracha of the Atzmai that Rashi says Bracha means that they'll Mavarach the Melech. They'll Mavarach the Melech. And Rav Yishayim learn, the Rif, the Rosh, the Taisus, Kamer Rishayim learn. That regal of that bracha of the Atzmai means, like we said, that you don't say Chag HaSukkos, you say Shmini Atzeres in Tefillah. It's interesting. The Rama says that we don't say Chag Shmini Atzeres is that, he says, because Shmini Atzeres is not called a Chag B'chlal. Yeah, the Achrayim speak about there being common Makaris that Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag, but we still don't say Chag Shmini Atzeres is that. We say Shmini Chag Atzeres is that, or some places we say Shmini Atzeres HaChag is that. And the reason is, like the Taz is Masbir, because it's not really a regal b'fnei atzmai completely. It's a nitfal to sukkos. It's a carry-on to sukkos like we were speaking before. That's why it says, we say shmini, meaning the eighth day of sukkos, chag, its own chag of atzeres, of imamshach the sukkos. Same thing, shmini atzeres achag is that, means the same thing. Birka Yosef clears, what's a din if the b'dieved even, if you said sukkos, but the b'dieved, what's a din of yeitzah? He says you're not yeitzah. Even though he brings Makairis that sometimes the word Sukkos could refer to Shmini Atzeres. But he says when you say Sukkos, if a person made a mistake and said Sukkos, he means the real Sukkos. It's not the real Sukkos, it's just nitful to the Sukkos. That's not what he meant when he said Sukkos. So you're not Yetzah, you didn't say the Antiv of Shmini Atzeres. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, so now that we say that Chag HaShavuos has a Hekish to Chag HaMatzah, he said it's 7 days, so why did the Torah put Chag HaSukkos in the Pasuk? If you're anyway not being makish Shavuos to Sukkos, lakushi lechag matzis. The Torah says because we want to make a hekish of Sukkos to chag matzis to Pesach. Ma chag matzis to and lina. Just like Chag HaMatzah says, Ta'an Lina means you have to sleep over in Yushalayim on Maitzah Yandif. Av Chag HaSukkos, Ta'an Lina, Chag HaSukkos also needs Lina, you have to sleep over on Maitzah Yandif. V'asa minon, how do you know Chag HaMatzah needs it? T'ksivu panisa ba'baikir v'alachta le'alecha. As the Pasuk in Re'ei, you eat the carbon Pesach, v'shalta v'chalta v'makayim, v'ifka Hashem l'kecha b'ay. And then it says, Upanisa ba'baikir, you turn in the morning, v'alachta le'alecha, and you go to your tent. Stavka ba'baker, not the night. Now Shtelzach v'kasha, where Rashi Shtelzach on is, maybe it means that the Karban Pesach at night, and then Panisa ba'baker means the morning of Yom Tov. The morning, the first morning of Yom Tov, that's when you do it. And you don't need lina. So Rashi here in Chagiga says that it can't mean Yom Tov, because then there'll be an Issuf Tchumen. You can't go back to your house. There's an Issuf Tchumen. Well, it has to mean the next Baker. It has to mean Chalamayit. Vay says you can't leave till the first morning of Chol HaMoed. Vay says you have to stay over at night. Now, Taisen Zvachim asks the Kasha on this Rashi, that what's the pshat? It can't be a Yontif because of this Tchumen. Maybe your oil is Teichatchum. Maybe your oil is Teichatchum. But there's an interesting maral there. In Parashas Re'ei, the Gerayah in Chumash, in Parashas Re'ei, that asks a similar Kasha. He says, maybe it's Mutter Adei Burgenin. It says in the Gemara on Shabbos that you're allowed to say you're going to go somewhere, even out of the Tchum on Shabbos, because in Mutai Dei Bergen, and if there was huts every 70 Amis, it wouldn't be out of the Tchum. So since it could be huts every 70 Amis, it's not necessarily out of the Tchum. So maybe V'lach Alecha means that there could be huts every 70 Amis, and you're not out of the Tchum. Zok the Maral, so then you're not going anywhere. That's all called one city. That's all Erachas, you're still in Yushalayim. Whatever's considered one city, Lagabi Bergen, and so that's not out of the Tchum. Not alicha b'chalal. Could be now be the answer to Taisa's kasha also. Valachta means you're going somewhere. If it's teichat chum, you're not going anywhere. That's all considered part of Yerushalayim. But Taisa's here has the kasha that chum and b'chalal is not deraisa. There's only one Tano's chum is deraisa. Rabbi Kiva's chum is deraisa. But all the other Tanaim hold that chum is derabanan. So how could you learn that from the pasuk that a penisa b'baika has to mean chalamayit? It can't be yantavat chum if chum is b'chalal not deraisa. So Taisa says, in Lecharet, it's Muchach, you have to learn this way in Rashi, that even the whole Machlekes you have there, B'kivol's Tchumen is Deraisa, is Tchumen of 2,000 Amis, 1 mil. 2,000 Amis, there B'kivol's Deraisa. We know that way. Everyone else holds that that's Derabanan. But there's Yerushalmi that says that Yud Beis Mil, if it's 12 mil, 12 times the Tchum Shabbos, 12 times 2,000 Amis, Yerushalmi is like the Shia of the Machne Yisrael that everyone holds is Deraisa. Arichas about this in the Rishayim and Erevin, the Balitaisis and the Rosh, they hold not the way. They hold that we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. Even though the Yerushalmi says clearly that everyone holds the Yud Beis Mil as their Isa, but the Bavli in common places hold that the whole Din Tchumen is their Abanan, except for Rabbi Kiva. The Min Kama writes that whenever the Bavli wants to say that we're talking about Tchumen on the side it's their Isa, the Gemara always brings in Rabbi Kiva. Why can't it say Yud Beis Mil? Vaisis, the Bavli didn't hold the Yud Beis Mil. But that's a big machlekes. The Rif and the Rambam both passing Yud Beis Mil is deraisa. So may it be good, the Rashi. Upanisa ba'baikev alachta le'alecha. You wouldn't be able to do it on Yantif because normally you'd be out of the tchum of Yud Beis Mil. That would be nisa deraisa. Now there's one other inyan that comes up with this is the Turi Evans kasha. Turi Evans says that even if you hold the tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is deraisa, or even if you're like Rabbi Kiva, the tchumen of 2,000 Amis is deraisa, that's by Shabbos. You learn out there's a pasuk by Shabbos. Al Yetzir Ishim Kaimai, that tells you the Issa of Tchumen. But by Yantiv it never says an Issa of Tchumen. By Yantiv it says Malacha. Ka Malacha liyasa behen. Tchumen's not a Malacha. So this is a big shmuz. In Shagashai also, the Shagashai has a big arichas on it. And that's what he names on, that there'd be no din of Tchumen deraisa on Yantiv. Lachari, you see from Rashi and from Taisus that they're all that way. They're all that. If Tchumen is deraisa, like Rabbi Kiva or Yud Beis Mil, that would have had to apply to Yom Tov also, even though it's not called Malacha. Say Chemed, Mereches Tov, Klal Samach has a big arichas about this. Basirak Lo'ir, it's not in Kamakam Maharich. Now Taisus brings, say Rashi in other places, Shonad Af Dalad, he says the reason why it can't be on Yom Tov is because you have a Chiv Rias Panim on Yom Tov. You have to be able to regal on Yom Tov. It can't be a Panisa Babaikir means the Baikir, the early morning. Baikir means the earliest morning, by Leisa Shachar, of Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, you have to be early regal. You have a Chiv early regal. You have a Chiv to be right upon him by Azara. So the Turi Evan asks on this chat, Now, what's the hechrich that you can't leave the morning of Yom Tov? Panisu Babaika doesn't mean the morning of Yom Tov, because you have to be Eile Regel. You have 7 days to be Eile Regel. Maybe Panisu Babaika means you leave that morning of Yom Tov, like we're saying, because there's no Esetchum Midereisa. And I have to be Eile Regel, so you have 7 days. You'll come back later. You'll come back Olamayit. So the true Evan says that the Gemara in Dav Zayin is Mavur that you call the Pesheya. The Gemara in Dav Zayin Amin Aleph on the bottom, it says that by Ein Nirun Chatzon, you can't have half a family coming. The Gemara says Rav Yosef thought it meant that he can't bring half his children one day and half his children the second day. And the Bais said, Pshita, Haiminayam Mashislu Peshim, Haiminayam Mashislu Zrizim. Rashi explains, Pshita, once you're mechuyev, everyone, anayadana dechlechat tzarech lezayir is atzmai. It's pasha that everyone has to come the first day. So Rashi, it's a Gemara that is mavur, that you call the pesheya, there's a chiv to come the first day. Ena chanami, if you didn't, you could come the rest of Yom Tov, but there's a chiv to come the first day. That also would tell you, Panisa Babaker can't mean Yom Tov, because you're going to be a pesheya if you don't come the first day. And that also can't be the Torah is telling El Chathchila you could leave, because the Gemara that calls it a pesheya, avadi, you're not allowed, avadi El Chathchila, you're mechuyev to be there for Eilus Regel on the first day. Now, in fact, the Torah Evan, but why can't he go at night? Why can't he be Eile Regel at night? Vushdeit adin yoyim by Eile Regel. It says you have to come on Yom Tov. Why shouldn't the night also be Bechlal? So why can't it be Yates in the midst of Eile Regel, the midst of Rias Panim Bazar, and why can't it be Yates in the midst of by night? Again, so what's Pshat that Rashi says, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, and this is how Taisus goes, that the reason why you know that the Panisa Babaika doesn't mean the first day of Yom Tov is because you need Rias Panim, you could do the Rias Panim before Baikah, you could do the Rias Panim by night. So there are two Mahalchim and Achreinim to answer this Kasha. One Mahalch is that there's no din Rias Panim Bazar by night. Night is Mufka from Rias Panim Bazar. That's what the Sfasem says. He said first he had a Shaila, but now he sees in Rashi and Taisus, you can't do Rias Panim by night. The Emek Sukkis, and the Masech the Sukkah, the Afim Zayin, he says to Joshua, he says, as ever you find the Re'isa Meister by Tzitzis is Ramayik Sus Laila because you can't see, so who in Yeroah is Ramayik Laila because you can't see, even though Yeroah is going on the Ebershtah. But we know that Joshua, Kedarik Shabalit Leirois, Kach Balirois, that there's two din, Yeroah, you have to show yourself to the Ebershtah, you have to see. So you can't see at night. So Mel, the night is Mufka from Rias Panim. That's one Mahalach. The Aruch Lener says a little differently. The Aruch Lener says that there was the Gemara earlier brings a machlokes in Mardav Zayin, a machlokes Yibrechem Shlokish. If every single time you come into the Azor, you have to bring a carbon, only one time you have to bring a carbon. If you brought a carbon one time, it's good enough. And the Gemara there, Al Kapanim and the Havimina, but you can learn that this Bible's Lamaskana said that on the first day of Yom Tov, everyone's maskim. On the first day of Yom Tov, everyone's masking that when you come into the Azor, you have to bring a carbon. You can't come into the Azor the first day of Yom Tov without a carbon. The Melazak, the Aruch Lener, and Sukkah, so Pashit, the Vadi, you can't come by night because you won't be able to bring a carbon. You could be Yaitz in the Mitzvah Sriyas Panim by night, but the first night, the first day of Yom Tov, where there's a chiv to bring a carbon, the Liro Pnai Rekam applies to any re you can have the first day of Yom Tov. So, mitzad that, you won't be able to come at night because you won't be able to bring a carbon. It'll be called the Biyar Rekonis, you'll be Ivan alive, Liro Pnai Rekam. So these are the two svaris why you can't do the Rias Panim night. Either night is mufka from Rias Panim, or the Pshat al Kapanim the first night, there'll be a problem. You can't do the Rias Panim by night because you won't be able to bring a carbon. And on the first day of Yom Tov, Kail the first night, there's a din v'liro panai rekam that every bia needs a carbon. Al Kapanim, it's also mavur from Rashi that this din, that there's a din lina, doesn't mean you have to stay the entire Yom Tov. You have to stay over one night after the Rias Panim, and then you go back on Cholamayit. There's a din Rias Panim Bazar, you have to be early regular. You don't have to stay the whole Yom Tov. You have to stay the night after you Rias Panim Bazar, and that's it. The next morning you could go. That's Mavur and Rashi. Taisus says it's sad not the way. Taisus is sad, Taisus discusses it. Taisus is sad to say that the din of Lina means the whole Yom Tov. You have to be the entire Yom Tov. That's good for the din of Lina. The din of Lina ends the last night of Yom Tov Osir, the night after Yom Tov Osir is a din lina. You have to stay the whole Yom Tov till the night after Yom Tov, and then get up in the morning. Nisa Babaika means all the way after Yom Tov. Taiz talks about it, means Raya Slakanu Lakan. Taiz and Sukkah has a kasha, the Gemara there is Mavur, that every single time you bring a carbon, you need lina. So really there are two kashas Shver. One kasha is that on Yom Tov you have to bring a carbon every day, you have to bring a Shalmi Simcha every day. So the Chaya, every day you have to bring a Shalmi Simcha. So maybe you need lina mitzad the carbon. So now there are a few terutzim taisis. Could be you don't have to bring a carbon every day. Could be kiyetsa simcha with kisnakiya and yayin yoshen. You could be yaitza with yesterday shlamim, because shlamim nechol mishne yam v'layla echad. So maybe you could be yaitza with yesterday shlamim. So you don't have to bring a shlamim every day. But then there's another kasha also, that why do we need a pasuk that chag sukkis, a hekesh, that chag sukkis needs lina? Typically, when you're oiler regal, you have to bring karbanis, you bring a oiler svi, a shalmach egiyah, and typically you have to anyway have the din of, you have to stay anyway, the lina, because of the carbon that you brought. Gemara dashes that from Punisa Babayka, kol pinash at the pain, aliyel babayka, that you always need lina. If you say that by sukkis, you need a lina for 7 days, it's miyushiv, because mitzad the carbon, each day you would need lina for the carbon. You only need lina for 1 day. But you need the hekesh to tell you that there's a din lina, you have to stay all 7 days. That's why you need the hekesh to chag sukkis. Taisus here doesn't hold the way. Taisus here is more night that you only need lina 1 day, and he says, Ein echanami, Agamara doesn't hold the drash of kalpinish at the pinel yel babaker. Agamara holds that karbanis don't need lina, and that's why you need a pasuk dafka chag sukkis and needs lina, but other karbanis doesn't need lina. Taisus mashmas and machalikis tanon. At the end, Taisus brings a sheet of Rabbeinu Elchanan, which according to the Mashal holds like this. He holds this two dinim. If you were oil regel on Yom Tif Rishon, like you were supposed to, then there's a chiv lina for 7 days. That's a chiv lina mitzad the Yom Tif. It's only when you're there on Yom Tif. If you came on Yom Tif, then you have a chiv lina the whole Yom Tif. You have to stay all 7 days. You have to stay till the end of Yom Tif. Mashal ain't kain. If you didn't come the first day of Yom Tov, then you have a chiv lina 1 day. Then you have a chiv lina 1 day. Also carbon. Stam, also called penis. Also carbon. You have a chiv lina 1 day. So there's two dinim. There's a din lina of chag sukkis, and that only is when he came on Yom Tov. And there's a din lina mitzad the carbon, and that's even when he came on Chol HaMoed. That says miyashiv the different rayas that Tez brings lakan or lakan. Then in certain places the mashma is din lina for 7 days. In other places the mashma is din lina for 1 day. It depends. If you came the first day of Yom Tov, then you have din lina for 7 days. And that's the hekesh, the chag sukkis. The chag matzis, the chag sukkis have a bezunder and din lina for the whole Yom Tov. If you didn't come on the first day of Yom Tov, then there's only a lina mitzad the carbon. The lina mitzad the carbon is 1 day. The Kitzur, we have three sheetas. We have a sheet that the whole lina is only 1 day, even if you came the first day of Yom Tov. Rashi is mavur that way. Lina means 1 day. You're not mechuyev to stay the whole Yom Tov. You only have to stay for 1 day. And then it's very typically anyway need lina al the carbon. So you have to say the agamar that brings the hekesh to chag sukkis doesn't hold of lina mitzad the carbon. And answer the kasha of Mishalmi Simcha also. We're not going with the man the yomer of lina mitzad the carbon. Or you could say that no, that the din lina by ilah regels and lina for the whole 7 days, the whole Yom Tov. The whole Yom Tov you have to be there. There's another din that when you bring a carbon, you have to be there that 1 day. And we have the third Shara Ben Achana that says if you come on Yom Tov, then you have a din lina for the Yom Tov for 7 days. If you don't come on Yom Tov, if you come on Chol HaMoed, then you only have a din lina 1 day.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.